Hello, my name is Masuli, and I'd like to tell you a story from the Book of God. And the title of the story is Not For Sale, Simon the Magician Condemned. And the story goes like this. The good news of Jesus had spread. Many people chose to repent. They turned away from wanting to disobey God, turned, and they followed God through faith in Jesus. When people accepted this good news, they were baptized, they were immersed in water to show they were followers of Jesus. Now, just as Jesus had warned, people began to persecute his followers, made them suffer terribly. One man named Paul was going everywhere to destroy the church. All but the 12 closest followers of Jesus fled Jerusalem from the persecution. But the followers that left took the good news with them everywhere they went. One follower named Philip went to a town called Samaria. Now, Samaria was a home of an ethnic group that the Israelites did not like at all. And through Philip, God cast out evil spirits and healed lame people even there. Philip shared the good news with them, and many people not only responded to the miracles, but they also repented. They turned away from their disobedience and sin, and they turned to God. They became followers of Jesus and were baptized, and the whole town was filled with joy. There was a man named Simon who practiced magic there. He amazed the local people with his powers. He boasted, "I am the great one, an important one." And the people said, "He is the great one, the power of God." Now Simon believed the good news too and was baptized. Afterward, he followed Philip and watched him perform amazing miracles. Now meanwhile, back in Jerusalem, the 12 closest followers of Jesus heard these reports. And so they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived there, they found the Samaritan believers had not received God's Spirit. So Peter and John put their hands on them, prayed for them, and God's Spirit came to live in these new followers of Jesus. Now Simon saw how God's Spirit was given when Peter and John prayed and laid their hands on the new believers. Simon said, "Let me have this power too, so that when I lay hands on anyone, they may receive God's Spirit too. I'll even pay for it." Peter answered him, "May you and your money be destroyed in hell for thinking you can buy God's Spirit with money. Your heart is not right in God's sight. Repent and turn away from this evil plan of yours and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you for thinking this. Maybe he will forgive you." Then Peter said, "I see that you are full of bitter jealousy and a slave of sin." Simon begged Peter and John, "Pray for me that these terrible things will not happen to me." Now Peter and John continued to preach the good news among this ethnic group as they traveled back to Jerusalem. And that is the story of God from the Book of God.